USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans first enacted early last year. The bans have kept most non-U.S. citizens who are arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect after he takes office. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. The state of California reached another grim milestone in the pandemic Monday, becoming the first state to record 3 million coronavirus infections. The state is trying to ramp up efforts to get more Californians vaccinated, as it's averaging more than 40,000 new cases daily. The state's 3 millionth case coming only 44 days after the 2 millionth case was recorded back on Christmas Eve. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
China says their economy has recovered to nearly where it was before the COVID pandemic. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Chinese officials said Monday that their GDP expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down most economic activity. In April of 2020, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open up their wallets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And country superstar Garth Brooks says he'll be performing at Wednesday's inauguration. Brooks announced Monday that he'd perform at the Capitol, calling the opportunity a chance to serve and not a political statement, but a statement of unity. He'll join already announced performers Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez. Brooks also performed at the inauguration of President Obama in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
First Lady Melania Trump released a farewell message on Monday, thanking the American people for their support of her Be Best program and urging the nation to choose love over hatred.
The promise of this nation belongs to all of us. Do not lose sight of your integrity and values. Use every opportunity to show consideration for another person and build good habits into your daily lives. In all circumstances, I ask every American to be an ambassador of Be Best, to focus on what unites us, to raise above what divides us, to always choose love over hatred, peace over violence, and others before yourself. Together, as one national family, we can continue to be the light of hope for future generations and carry on America's legacy of rising our nation to greater heights through our spirit of courage, goodness, and faith.
And the University of Tennessee will reportedly fire head football coach Jeremy Pruitt on Tuesday. Pruitt and the football program have been the target of an NCAA investigation into potential recruiting violations. The university says that the information given to them indicates a number of serious rules violations and that immediate action needed to be taken. The school has also sent letters of termination to two assistant coaches and six other staff members identified in the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.